Welcome to another episode of This is Illy with the Hooligans. This is Mitch, Brad.
Hello.
Matthew Bird.
Hello.
Nobody guesting today because we got stuffs to talk about.
And 3,000 miles away.
Yeah, that too.
Yep.
Well, we could have them call in.
The team is in sunny California as we speak.
It's a rough life.
They're at the StubHub training.
Yeah, I saw on Instagram they posted pictures, and it's
it didn't look bad, did it?
It's not a bad life being the pro footballer today.
That's not Wilmington or Harrisburg, was it?
No, some of the stadiums out west are going to be a little nicer than some of the eastern spots we dug into.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Well, Rio Tinto was nice for about 89 minutes.
Yeah, it's, you know.
Do we want to start there, or we want to talk about the SIUE game first?
You can talk about the SIUE game. I'll have a nap.
To me, the SIU game really doesn't mean anything. I mean, it was mostly trialists out there.
It was good to see some of these guys, what they can do.
Yeah, a few guys like Tyler.
Tyler David we got to see.
Yeah, and Lynch got to run out, you know, trying to get in shape. And
it was a nice little return to our roots.
Yeah, it was fun being there. I mean, we had, you know, a couple hundred people out there on the berm. And, yeah, it was a little nice return to that.
Okay, good enough. Moving on.
Yeah, that's all. It ended 0-0.
Not really anything.
SIUE kids played well, I thought, but there wasn't much that happened really either way.
It wasn't.
Taka had a decent shot, but the keeper was, you know, on it. So
I bet Jordan Roberts still wants his back.
Oh,
yeah.
I bet he does.
Oh. What are you going to do? You only get so many opportunities a game. Depending on who's going
to... He saw his name in lights, though. He thought, I'm going to lash this in from 30 yards. Yeah. You know?
They're going to pull smoke out there. And we had a smoke bomb ready at SIUE, but there was no reason to pull the pin.
Yeah, that's... you could say that about a lot of games.
Well, that's true, yeah. Yeah. I mean, the one good thing about last year is we did not exceed our budget on the smoke bombs. So, I mean, I wouldn't mind, you know, spending a little more on smoke this year.
I would love to exceed our smoke budget. Yeah. I would like to.
We could do a more smoke chant. Everybody put in a dollar. We got to buy another smoke bomb.
Or have like a little signs that up in the very top like they have at the Kiel Center with the five goals.
Yeah.
You know, if you turn around a smoke bomb every time.
Yeah.
It'd be nice to have five goals.
Yeah, it would be nice.
Even in five games.
Oh, well, we'll get there this year.
It started promising last night.
It actually did not start promising.
We can pretend it's Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah, last night was great. No.
It did not start promising because our man that we've all been dying to see, Irvin Herrera, apparently picked up a little tweak during the pregame warm-ups, and they decided to hold him out. And I mean, you know, smart play. You know, no sense in risking it. We want to keep him healthy and so he did not come in. I think that hurt us. I think that was the game plan, and I think that game plan had to be changed quickly.
Yeah, we were kind of kicking this around of how that moved. The formation changed pretty quickly, I think, at that point in time that Shuma...
Weird to me that Shuma got moved up there instead of bringing Lynch in to replace Herrera. That was strange to me. I mean, it worked. I mean, I think Shuma looked good for most of the game.
Yeah.
Let's start with Shuma because I honestly he was fantastic.
Didn't really know what to expect from him. I mean, I'd seen him in training a little bit. You'd seen him.
In the indie game.
Yeah. I expected him to be more of an offensive midfielder. So it was a shock to me to see him line up at striker. But he held it well.
I think he was due to play the left side of midfield, and he got moved up. And Hardware got moved into the center, and they brought Rankin in on the right. I love Charlie Rankin, but he had a shocking game. I don't know if he was mentally prepared for the game. Like, it must be a shock to the system, you know, knowing you're not playing, and then all of a sudden, half an hour before you kick off, saying, "Here's your boots, get them on, kid."
Oh, you know what?
Looking for silver linings here.
You know, I there have been moments in Charlie's career here just last year that he showed flashes of brilliance, but he is not an all-game player. He's just not.
Yeah.
He's a super sub. If you're chasing the game and you need a goal and you need somebody to pull something out
dynamic,
just with physical gifts, he can do it, but he doesn't show me anything on defense.
If it wasn't for Lynch playing or bringing Ambo.
Right.
Even
I was shocked when I saw Rankin on the starting sheet. Honestly,
I think we all were. I mean,
well, I liked what I seen from Tyler David. You know, we put Tyler David at the back line and put Chad Bond further forward.
Ben Bond played well. He, you know,
my God, can he move that ball around?
Yeah, I know.
His very first touch
on a dime, on a dime
on the move, and I was sitting here.
I'm going to enjoy watching him this year.
Oh my God, yeah. I'm sitting in my chair watching it, and he does it, and I just got a little tingle where it was like, okay, he is what's advertised. He is exactly what we missed. It was
no, you can tell why the Tulsa fans loved him. It's easy to see why.
And the great thing was is that he made the great play. Play continued. He came back defensively, and you saw him read the play ahead of like his field sense.
He's not reacting. He
is he's got field vision.
He knows where to be.
And that was something to watch. He was amazing.
Hardware, you guys know I'm a big fan of Hardware.
Yeah.
Last year I thought he was probably our best offensive player when he was healthy. I don't think he had a good game this game. I don't think he had a bad game. I think he just kind of disappeared a little bit, and that may be because they moved him. I don't know, but, you know, I'm not writing him off by any means, but I don't think he had a great game.
I think he, again, fares best down the right wing in front of Richard.
I like him knocking the ball. I like him cutting in. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And it seemed that he seemed hesitant, for lack of a better word, where when he's on the wing, he's a whole lot more aggressive. And into the play a little bit more, where he seemed real hesitant at times. And that was disappointing. But I did notice a couple times that he and Ashuma ended up kind of doing a little bit of crisscross patterns and stuff like that, where as the game progressed, they got used to each other a little bit more. There seemed to be a lot more action. And that was one thing, giving Ashuma a lot of credit, coming back to him for a second. That guy made space for himself.
Yeah, it's a good play.
That was very impressive. I was happy with that.
But that said, the longer it went on, I thought we played all right, but I never thought we made any real decisive, threatening shots at goal.
No.
It was there, but it wasn't. Yeah. It wasn't crisp. It wasn't. I don't know. There were a couple times where I started to get up in my seat, and it kind of fizzled out.
Again, Chad was moving the ball really well up, and you know, not to pick on him, but you know, I used the phrase on Twitter. You know, with Rankin, it was like playing FIFA with a toddler. You didn't know where the ball was going to end up. There was early in the first half, there was a cross that he made. He went literally cross field to nobody.
Yeah.
It went straight out of play. No one around it.
Not even for
30 yards. There were a couple of crazy balls like that you were just like, what the hell?
And at that point in time, it's like, okay, this is going to be hard to get any offense going if you can't make that play.
I think Dale stuck with him too long, honestly.
Oh, there's no question.
I mean, you could tell it wasn't working. I mean, I think you got to pull the trigger on that.
He shouldn't have come out of the tunnel at halftime.
Yeah.
Right, there's just.
But I also think, as Mitch said off air, that our momentum that we had, as soon as that guy went down, we kind of lost a lot.
Yeah,
of
we should touch on that. Mitch, do you have his name there?
Omar.
Holness.
Holness, thank you.
Strange play early in the midway through this first half. He just went down, and we were at the bar, so we didn't have any commentary. We didn't know what happened to the guy.
And the commentary was no better because they didn't know either.
Yeah.
Nobody really knew. And I was picking things up off Twitter and then a Periscope feed where there was a yelp where they said they heard him yelp and fall.
Yeah.
And that was it. And
well, at the bar, when it freezes and you get those little circles around the feed?
Yeah.
Well, we were watching that, and the circles were going around. The next minute, you see our guys racing on with a stretcher.
Well, yeah. Mad props to our players who hauled that stretcher out
and
there.
To be fair, that's what I had here, too.
Okay.
So it wasn't.
We'll talk about the feed in a little bit. Yeah. Let's continue.
Yeah. But
it was a long stoppage of play. I don't know. It was 10, 15 minutes?
Just short of 20, actually.
Okay.
I mean, it was considerable. And they actually stopped the clock, too.
Yeah.
Which was fairly.
Yeah.
Rare.
I mean, I was like, I mean, because you see these stories of athletes, college athletes that are perfectly healthy and just go down with a heart. I was afraid it was a heart thing. But now we find out it was seizure related. We still don't know any details. I mean, it's his business. We know he's out of the hospital. We know he's doing better.
With a separated shoulder, too, which tells you how hard he landed.
He hit the ground hard, yeah.
You know, Bird and I were, I shouldn't say laughing about it, but if you separate your shoulder, that means there's no warning. There's no cushioning.
Yeah, he went down.
You went straight down, your feet out from underneath you. And but he posted on Twitter today a thumbs up. Yeah. And, you know, seems to be
and got lots
good
of love
spirits
from all over the league, you know, players, MLS players. He was a first round draft pick, or I don't know, early draft pick in the super draft for Real Salt Lake. So
he did give love to our players for,
yeah,
for, you know, elevating that moment too, for which was great to see. I mean, like you said, seeing our guys running the stretcher across, you're not getting there fast enough.
Yeah, it was a weird atmosphere at the bar, because normally the bars, people are yelling and screaming, but everybody was quiet.
Well, I think we were all trying to see if we couldn't see who went down. Like we're looking.
Well,
to
first
see.
I didn't know if it was one of our guys.
Yeah,
and I finally saw the blue shorts. I'm like, okay, it's not us. But
still, I mean, I don't want to feel guilty because I'm like, he's not wearing white socks. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, just
yeah.
And there's
there was a moment of relief for me there, because there was a crowd of players both them and us, and
because we know what our injury problems were like last year. Like, holy cow, 20 minutes into the season.
Well, yeah, when it first happened, I didn't know if somebody knocked heads or something. You didn't know how serious it was, and then the longer he stayed down, it was like, oh shit, this is.
And then when they brought out oxygen, and
well, and somebody said they brought out a defibrillator. Somebody said they saw a defibrillator.
They
did.
They did.
I was like, okay, shit, it's a heart thing.
It was carried out with the emergency.
Right.
Erica said they'll hook up a defibrillator just to see how his pulse is anyway.
Okay.
Not necessarily to give him the
jump.
Yeah, I should have went to you and Erica. Dr. Erica knew what was going on.
No, she's like, no, they'll just hook it up anyway, just as a matter of course.
Yeah. Well, because it was funny, because, again, with the choppy feed coming from their side, I see them at one point with a clear hose and the feed chops, and I'm like, holy shit, are they tubing him?
Yeah,
I thought that's what they were doing, because the way it positioned, and luckily the periscope feed, it was oxygen tank, so it was like, okay, thank God. Yeah. But I mean, you know, and then he gave a thumbs up as he was getting into the ambulance, they said.
Yeah.
So that was at that point, when I saw that on Twitter, I was like, okay.
So, yeah, that was a scary moment that interrupted the game for everyone. I mean, I think, again, that's one of those things. Doesn't matter if it's your team or the other team. You know, everybody's like, oh, okay. I want you to twist an ankle. I don't want you to go down, you know.
But I do think that cost us a little bit of mojo.
I think it cost us a lot of mojo.
Maybe so. I still think, I mean, we need to move on back to the defense. I mean, I think our defense played well. I mean, the one thing about losing a game in extra time, we held them for 90 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, I think just like last year, defensively we were good. We struggled to make those chances and to make them count. AJ Cochran was great.
He was fantastic.
Him and Musa worked well together.
Musa lost his cool at one point.
That's what Musa does.
Yeah, yeah. I texted Jeremy to see what was going on, because the announcers had no idea why he was getting a yellow, of course.
Right.
It turns out that evidently the one linesman or lineswoman, I don't know which one it was not really on top of their game and missing a handful of offsides.
Yeah, and he let her know about it.
Yeah.
Or him. I don't know which one he accosted to get his card. But
And
it was for dissent. It wasn't for a...
And evidently there was a very obvious jersey pull that the referee
completely missed.
And I think that's where it kind of set him off. And I'll take it.
He needs to get a little under control, but he didn't.
I think sometimes a guy will explode just to show his other players that he cares.
And fire him up.
Yeah.
The only concern I have is that when your guys are pulling you away, it show's over.
Yeah. Dixon, you know, I love Dixon. I think he had a bad moment where he just either switched off or something didn't click that led to the RSL goal. But all in all, he had a good game.
There was also, and I don't want to accuse because I don't remember if it was Parker or Bashu, but one of them was late in picking up the man, too.
Yeah, oh, which, I'm not blaming it all on Dixon, yeah.
There was a two-stroke breakdown that allowed them, and I felt sorry for Pace. I thought he had...
He was kind of hung out to dry with the goal.
A little bit, yeah.
I mean, I think his positioning was sound. He just didn't have, and he played for what he saw. He played well.
Yeah, you know, I had no problems with pace this game
as usual.
And Duty on the other side. I mean,
great seeing him back. I'm not gonna lie.
I don't know. I think the girl that tripped him up on the sidelines has a lot to answer for.
yeah.
She was that most dangerous player in the first half.
He went flying into that concrete wall, and I was worried. I thought he was going to really be hurt, but he gutted it out. He was fine. Fink, our player of the year last year, was left on the outside of the Cochran-Musa-Fink triangle, but he did come in, played well when he came in. That's going to be an interesting little battle to see who emerges as the definite top two.
Yeah.
But again, you know, with people moving out with injuries or whatever.
International play.
We're going to need all three of those guys.
In the thick of the Open Cup and the fixtures in May, we're going to need three center backs.
Well, also, and Musa picks up a suspension for yellow cards.
But also, I mean, you know, McAdams posted a formation using like five at the back. You know, and there is a possibility if we're chasing a game, having three centre backs, you know, and pushing others forward. It gives a little bit more options for Dale.
I could see us doing that if we're parking the bus, but
I don't mean having five at the back, but
he
having
means having
three centre backs
and moving
players
more
forward.
Oh, yeah, okay.
If we're chasing the game,
yeah, I could see that. Or as you know, Mitch posted the opposite. If we're ahead, I could see bringing in another central back to really lock down that defensive line if we're trying to protect a one or two goal lead.
You know, and also Musa can play defensive mid as well if
he can.
Be.
Yeah. And he might be called to depending on what happens. So you never know. So I'm more than happy having more players than we need
having depth
less.
Is nice.
Right.
Just unfortunately didn't
and
work out.
And to me, don't count Fink out because.
Oh, no, not at all. I actually spoke to Sam when we were at the Bear Garden. Mm-hmm. Anheuser-Busch, and I said to Sam, you know, how do you feel? I mean, they're bringing in another center back. You know, you worried for your spot, and he's like, I had to do it wherever I went. You know, I've had to do it at Wake Forest. I'll have to do it here. It's the way it is.
And that's why we love Sam.
And you know, that's the ideal response.
Yeah,
it's part of the professional game, but you want to hear it, and you know when he says it, it's genuine. I think that is one of the
yeah. And going into last year, you know, we talked. Sam wasn't high on our list of who's going to be the star of the team.
Correct, yeah.
He played every single minute in USL last year, him and only one other guy. I forget what team he played for. But, I mean, this is a kid that's a battler. He's a gamer. And, you know, I'm like I said, I'm interested to see that battle continue and who will eventually be. Because I don't think just because that's the way it started on Saturday, I don't think that's set in stone.
We could see something completely different.
Exactly. And this week where we have a Wednesday game followed by a Saturday game, there might be a little rotation moving.
The two preseason games against Oklahoma City Energy and Indy 11, they played an hour each. All three of them played an hour. And there really wasn't that much to choose between any pairing or situation.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't go and buy and get AJ Cochran from MLS and put him on the bench.
Oh, no,
no.
That's
the thing.
No.
So,
but you also don't have Musa on the bench, and it's hard to even say Fink on the bench as well.
But it's also the same with Mark Pace. We thought Mark Pace was a starter, and we don't have any problem with Mark Pace, but they went and signed Ryan Thompson, who, you don't just sign him to be on the bench.
Yeah.
You want there to be a competition, and you want the cream to rise to the top. I mean, that's not to say they won't be used throughout the season. That's not to say we don't need them both at the best, but I think it's good that you're creating competition at these spots.
And Jeremy mentioned at one of the later events as the preseason went on that, you know, there was going to be competition at every position.
Yeah.
And at first I was like, okay, that's nice to say, you know,
right.
Good political statement, but we're really actually seeing that through and through that there is a lot of competition.
Knowing Sam like I do, Sam will be more pissed off that they lost the game than he did.
Oh, there's no
definitely,
question.
So,
definitely.
I mean,
no, I don't worry about Sam's attitude. Some players I would.
Yeah.
You know, if they get threatened by competition, Sam's not that guy.
I agree.
So
we've always said we'd take a team of Sam.
Yeah.
Now, Kenny, put the ball in the net because we really need to start doing
that. He can with his head.
Get
off the corner, son.
If we're playing Wilmington, he can head that ball in.
Wilmington and Harrisburg scored. And Charleston.
So we talked around it. We did end up going down a goal in the 90 whatever minute.
Yeah,
it was in extra time, and that's just the way these things happen. Sometimes could have very easily gone in for us in the 90 whatever minute, and we'd be talking about what a great game it was.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm not too displeased that.
Again, it's on the road.
We lost 1-0 in extra time in Real, but you know, and they finished up last year hot. I didn't expect them to be a walkover.
Yeah,
I think we acquitted ourselves well.
Ended up talking to my friend Lenny, who's a RSL fan, a serious RSL fan, and I said, you know, hey, you know, looks like 7 of these guys that started today are normally with the parent club.
Yeah,
and he said, yeah, they're bench player, they're bench guys. You know, I think there's only like one guy that got in a handful of starts last year.
Yeah,
but they weren't. That's not your traditional USL team that we're looking at. That was a hybrid of a USL MLS team.
Right. Well, and we can mention that too. I mean, Bethlehem Steel sent down
seven or eight.
Seattle Sounders, I think, sent down a team.
Yeah.
It's starting again. I mean,
they want to make a splash that first weekend.
Yep. Well, and a lot of teams had off because they elected not to play because it was the international break. Yep. MLS gave the teams the choice. I mean, to me, it happened last year when Red Bull sent down a full 11 mm-hmm. and they started. It cheapens the league, in my opinion. The MLS did come out with rules about how many USL players you can loan up and all this stuff, but they kind of left it open-ended, which, I mean, MLS dictates what MLS does. I'm sure they said, we're going to leave it open, but it does suck whenever that same RSL team won't be the same RSL team that plays next Saturday against Correct. Whoever they play against.
But still, we have to take care of our own business.
No.
There's no
not
question.
An excuse.
No
question. And like I said, it happened in Pennsylvania. It happened in Seattle.
We saw
it's not. I'm not woe is us. I just think it's shitty in general.
I do, especially because we're playing LA 2, and it's still essentially the international break on Wednesday.
Yeah, we'll see some of LA's. I don't think they're going to send down. You know,
they'll send down
Steven
bench
Gerrard,
guy, but they'll send down bench guys.
But they will. Yeah,
same as RSL did.
Yeah,
you know. And I can't say I blame them because, you know, RSL's got a season to prepare for. They want to see who's
they want
to
get
it.
Those players time. I get it.
I just don't like that.
I just think it sets a bad precedent.
Because you can't prepare for a team if you don't know. You can't scout that team.
Right.
Yeah.
Should I be watching MLS or YouTube?
Well, and then we're comparing ourselves against other teams in the league. Mm-hmm. We've all played Real Salt Lake. But it wasn't the same Real Salt Lake. So,
correct. You
know, maybe Tulsa runs into their guys who are mostly academy guys and rolls over them.
Could be 60-40. It could be 80-20.
Yeah.
And
I'm not picking on Tulsa. I'm just saying they played a different team than we played.
Mm-hmm.
But on the standings, it counts the same.
Yep.
What happened last year with New York Red Bull?
Yeah.
I mean, the New York Red Bull didn't start off so hot. They played Wilmington at home and got beat by 4-0 to Wilmington, and then they was like, oh, we're going to have to take this league seriously. And they started sending down proper players.
It's going to have to be addressed at some point in time.
Yeah.
I really do think so.
But like you said, just handle our business and play with the team that's put out before us. And
I'm still pretty confident. It was just...
I didn't feel outmatched at all. I think we were right there. It's just, again, I'm worried about goals.
Yeah. I think that mental mistakes hurt us more than anything in this game. I don't think it was.
I don't think it was that much. I mean, like I said, for 90 minutes we were there.
Yeah. No. I agree.
A couple of bonehead plays here or there, but nothing, you know, catastrophic.
No, there were more. I don't want to say rally killers, but you know, momentum.
Yeah.
Momentum stoppers and
so.
And I
first game in a long season. I'm not worried about it yet. But. I would have liked to seen Irvin Herrera out there, and I would have liked to see him snag a goal and start out hot.
If he can pick one up Wednesday, that'd be fine by me.
That'd be good, yeah. They're playing at the StubHub Center and Wednesday night. It's going to be a late night game because they're California. I think it's 9:30 kickoff.
It's a 9:30
our time.
Yeah.
So there will be some people at ITAP, Soulard, but it's not going to be a big party like it was Saturday.
I shall not be there.
Well, I mean, most of us have to work the next day, and by the time the game's over, you're getting home at midnight. Or
if you're lucky.
You know. So let's talk about the watch party at ITAB. There were at least 190 people there, but I'm sure there were 200. You know, the people that weren't watching the game ended up watching the game because what are all you people doing here?
Yeah,
you know.
But that's how it starts.
Yeah,
there was more people at ITAP watching the game than there were at Rio Tinto watching the game.
I know there were more people at ITAP than there were at the New York City 2 game, because
that was pitiful.
There were 5 people standing behind the goal cheering when they scored. That was just sad.
That was sad.
But ITAP was a good time. Mission Taco, for the first time ever, when you go over to order at Mission Taco and tell them you're at ITAP, they give you a little number.
Uh-huh.
I went over to order, and she said, "I'm sorry. We're out of numbers." It's the first time it's ever happened. So that's when I realized, oh, when we tell ITAP we're having a party and to plan for 200 people, we probably need to give Mission Taco and Epic Pizza a heads up, too, because
Epic Pizza had to love it, that people that couldn't get to food.
Somebody told, when they placed their order at Epic said, "Oh, we love it. Mission's too busy. We'll take it all." You know, which Epic has great pizza.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's not a slight against
no,
Epic
no, no.
at all.
But there were some complaints about the feed. Now, let's just say this. First of all, the feed's not always pristine coming from
Salt Lake.
Mitch had said he was home watching, and you had issues, too.
I've got 100 meg stream. I mean, I've got a fast charter stream. The kids were exhausted and full of chocolate. So
some of it was on their end.
There was, I'd probably say, a considerable amount on their end. Of either the choppiness where, you know, Rankin would have the ball on the left-hand side of the screen, and then all of a sudden he'd appear in the middle screen, and then all of a sudden he'd appear on the left-hand screen, and nothing would happen. The sound would drop.
You got the little circles occasionally?
Occasionally. I think I'd probably say that only happened 2 or 3 times.
Okay. That happened a lot where we were.
Yeah.
I do want to say when there are 200 people, all of you on your iPhones and Androids getting scores or looking at Twitter, that all eats up some of the bandwidth, too, if you're on the Wi-Fi connection there, which I know a lot of us were.
Yeah, and I think that's probably, I mean, I'm trying to figure out how to say this in the most polite political way of saying it. You only get so much pipe from your internet provider.
Right.
And obviously, ITAP is not planning on having 200 people on their phones, while streaming a game.
And when they show a basketball game, that's TV. They don't have to worry about that.
Exactly. So I think that is something to be concerned about.
And it is something we will talk to ITAF about. You know, what is their?
Honestly, I think they're going to have to lock down the guest network,
or something. Yeah.
Well, just for those that don't understand internet, you know, you have one pipe coming into the building, and it gets tapped off in every way. So, you know, if we have streaming going on and 200 people, they're all using that same 3 meg, 4 meg, 5 meg. It's not like, oh, this gets 3 meg and that gets 3 meg.
Yeah.
No matter one pipe, multiple networks. So
we will discuss it with them, and we will see if there's any way we can improve that feed. And it might be, as Mitch said, turning off the guest network during the game or something. But we'll look into it. We are not unaware.
Yes.
I got told several times, and I was like, yes, I'm watching the same TV you are.
I was messaged the same as well, and it's like, well, the feed here sucks. And it's like, well, you know, you're the 8th person to say that. Yeah. And
we are aware. We're going to do what we can. But
the victims of our own.
Well, and that's awesome. The other thing. I mean, you know, a couple people were complaining that it was too crowded. It's like, okay, but that's the reason we went with ITAP instead of the Amsterdam, because the Amsterdam we outgrew before we started for big watch parties and things like that. Well, we had 200 people there. That's huge. That's a gigantic watch party, and thank you, everyone, for coming. I don't expect every watch party is going to be 200 people.
Yeah.
This was the home opener, or the season opener. It was a big deal. Like I said, nobody's going to be there Wednesday. I mean, some people will, but not anything. We'll see how it goes next Saturday and the Saturday after that.
They were at the AGM. It's not like we didn't know this was going to be popular.
Well, no. But to come out to a watch party again is a different sort of different sort of thing. So to tell ITAP how many we're expecting, it's hard to guess that. So
it is, and again, it was the first game of the season, that helped. One of the things that is worth mentioning, and just as a point of future reference, is that, you know, ITAP has mentioned that, you know, if we want to have a West party at the Chesterfield and a Soulard party, we can. You know, we can have multiple watch parties going on if that works for us. ITAP is very much willing to work with us and do what we can do.
I mean, the problem is Soulard really is the most centrally located,
without a question,
for the East Side people and people like me that are South.
I'd love to know what kind of money they did.
Oh yeah, no, they're doing good business, and they're very appreciative of that business.
Yes,
and
no
so
question.
Is Mission, and so is Epic. They thank us profusely.
I'd like but free tacos.
But yeah, we need to see what it develops into. If we end up having 200 at every watch party, yes, obviously we'll have to make some changes. If it settles down, I mean, last year there were usually 50 people at a watch party.
Yeah,
you know, the middle of summer where you know you've gone to two games live. You know, this was everybody so excited to start the season. We're all going to get there. So we will monitor it. We will see how it grows, how it wanes, and we will make the necessary adjustments that we can.
Now, that being said, Saturday night, watch party.
Yes, next Saturday at ITAP Soulard.
That might be a 9:30 game.
It is, but at least it's on a Saturday. So that'll be OC Blues. They're still in LA. I mean, this is, I think, their longest road trip of the season. They're gone three games in a row.
Luckily, two are within the same geographical area.
And I will mention, if you haven't read Matt Bird's article today on our website about, it's an interview with the Kit Man, and Matt kind of goes through the processes of what they do to get the team ready with uniforms and training kits, and pretty fascinating read. I mean, especially
those
uniform nerds of us, and Matt got the...
I am a uniform nerd. I am a kit guy.
Yeah.
We all are. Matt got the
first peek at the Mission Taco training jersey before any of us had seen it. And it was like, oh, they didn't know I don't know. And so, I mean, that's cool. But that's, you know, one of those things that you don't think about, but it was interesting to hear him say, you know, no, we put it on a loop and,
blue-green loop thing.
You grab the loop in your size, you know, and there you go. So, interesting article. So, please go to the website and read that.
Share it.
Yep.
I liked it. I was pleased. I think the interesting thing was, too, is that when, and not to spoil it, but, you know, some guys have different behaviors that they have to remember. Oh, he likes it. This, you know, he likes this and he likes that. And, you know, I've read the stories in the past, you know, like Burt Godin, the equipment manager for the Blues, you know, how this guy wants his skate sharpened that way. And,
yeah.
You know, Cardinal, you know, that we have to do this and, you know, don't touch his hat. And, you know, you forget these guys have a lot of the similar behaviors and, you know,
tweaks and things they want done, and the people you were talking to said, well, I only do this is where my job ends. If they want to do anything else, then it's on them. Or the boots, the players are in charge of their boots, which if I was an equipment manager, I'd be like, no, you sort that stuff out.
Kidding.
You know,
I am not touching
I'll take the blame if you get a medium shorts instead of a large shorts, but you know, if you don't have the right cleats that day, that's on you.
It was this. Everyone kept mentioning Jameel and his socks.
Yeah.
I'd say to them, have you got any funny stories about players like Silly Crest? Oh, Jameel, man, he cuts the ends off his socks. That was everyone else was like,
so I guess
Jameel and his socks.
The toes are open?
He basically wears a sock like Brad has, you know, the regular cotton white sock.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he cuts the sock off at the ankle and just pulls the sleeve of it over his shin guard. So he's still wearing his like regular cotton Walmart sock, but then just has the sleeve of the soccer sock up
his calf.
So
he's got the Nike part showing, but he prefers his own sock.
Yeah.
That is crazy. So it's like a stirrup almost, like a baseball stirrup back in the day. That is crazy. But that's awesome. That's exactly what we're talking about.
You know, if it helps him dance and dribble, then
I don't care what he wears. Yeah.
I will sit there and I will cut the socks for him every day if I need to.
So, it's an interesting article. Please read it.
Speaking of things you get to do, the 30 events is almost done here.
Yeah, I got a couple more days of drawing. I have not won anything yet.
Nor have I. Matt Hutchinson stole.
He won the contract for the day.
Yeah.
And he didn't give it to his little boy. He kept it. yeah, he's going to, I don't know what it all entails. I guess he gets to go to training that day and sit on the bench or whatever, but he's.
Oh, I want him warming up in front of us for a game.
Oh, I want to yell at him. Yeah.
Yeah. I want to see him score past pace and wheel away.
Who ate all the pies, fatty?
I want the full shebang.
Yeah.
I want him coming out with shin guards on and everything.
Yeah.
Do we do a two-pole for him that night?
Yeah. So, no, that was a really cool. There have been a lot of really cool gifts. I mean, one was like a limo to pick you and your friends up to the park, and
one was being with the kit
manager.
Being
with the kit man for a day and seeing how they prepare, which Bird didn't win it. He just stumbled in there and said, hey, what are you doing?
Yep, basically.
A bunch of cool things. So
they've really done a great job with this. It's been really cool to see. And
yeah.
There's been a lot of unique ones. Mark Gardner won a nameplated jersey.
Yeah, any player he wanted. And,
yeah. Now, I think he should change it to Hutchison.
Yeah, I would. What's Hutch's number? I want that. Let's go ahead and mention how you got into this 30 for 30 is if you bought your season tickets by a certain deadline. We keep telling you season tickets are still available. We heard a little news tonight. It hasn't officially been announced on the website, but
by the time this is out,
essentially, if you want to sit in the corner, you're out of luck.
This is unbelievable.
All of 8 has been sold with season tickets. Most of 9 and most of 10, but they've also sold some single games in there, some group packages, so you can't get season tickets in there.
Yes.
You might still be able to get certain
games
for certain games. Certain games are completely sold out.
Home opener.
Right, the home opener, I'm sure there's no tickets left. And in fact, I got a message today from a guy who said there's nothing there.
Yeah.
In our three sections. Mm-hmm. So
three sections.
Yeah, we're primarily 8, but we have friends who
kind of people snake around the course.
Right.
You know.
And we've always said, well, if you're not cool with sitting right in the throng, get in 9, get in 10.
It's a blast radius.
It is all the corner. 8 is the biggest section. 8's got over 500 seats, and then the other two, 9 and 10, are smaller. But essentially, that whole corner is sold out for the season. So
season tickets,
yeah.
Which means that there's only single seats remaining.
Right.
Small percentage at that, because obviously you want to sell as many season tickets as you can.
Right. What we do though.
Do.
What we do. At tailgate parties, we will have people bring extras if they. You know, somebody couldn't make it. Sometimes they donate them. Sometimes they sell them. And so if you're ever looking for a ticket for a friend that you bring, come to the tailgate party, come to the merch table, and we might have one or two available. And it's not a guarantee, but that's just a.
Best bet is to try to obviously buy one if you can, but if not, reach out
right
ahead of time just to say, hey, I am bringing. If you see this,
right.
Let me know.
Right. And what we'll tell you is we won't know until game day. We won't know until an hour before the game if we have an extra. So
you might have to sit on each other's shoulders and wear a trench coat.
Yeah. But otherwise, the best bet is to just buy a GA ticket from the other end of the field. And if there's room in the section, you know, but there's no guarantee. I mean,
yeah, and
we have been warning people for 6 months now that
if only
we're going to be out. Well, now the day has come. We're out.
I still can't believe this.
Yeah.
I look back to a year and 3 months ago, whatever it was when we first started talking to Jeremy, and we were hoping for 150 people.
Yeah, in our corner, yeah.
You know, we're like, well, I think we could probably get 150.
Yep.
We could probably do that.
Yep.
Our watch parties have more than that now.
Yeah. That's true.
It's true, though.
Well done to everybody that brings people, that keeps spreading the word. I mean, and that's really been it, too. I mean, it's telling a friend, telling a friend.
I think what we really need to do now, we need to get hold of Fred, and we need to tell Fred, if you're listening, you're going to have to buy some more stands. You're going to have to put in some more stands at Soccer Park.
I'm seeing it as a distinct possibility at this rate.
Yeah.
I mean,
definitely, if not this year, they'll have to for next year.
They've always said,
especially if we start winning.
Yep.
If we start scoring some goals.
They've always said the best problem they could ever have is selling out every game.
Yep.
We're getting pretty damn close at this point in time.
We're going to be closing in the ends on Soccer Park before long.
God, I can't wait.
So
we did get a special delivery made to the park in our corner.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the shipping container.
Yeah.
Yes, the shipping container.
What we like to call it is a permanent bar. I mean, at last year, every home game, ITAP had to erect a canopy system. Yeah. Now there's a permanent fixture there.
And it was funny because
best signing of the season.
I think so. It was the biggest improvement to the park.
Yes. You know, last year, Jeremy had said something, you know, we thought he was joking at the time, said, how great would it be if we got one of those shipping containers that turn into a bar for your guys' corner? And we're like, oh, yeah, that'd be great. Whatever.
Well, because we had talked, was it Columbus Crew when they were sponsored by, or no, it was the Galaxy when it was Home Depot Center. They had a couple of sheds out there like you would buy at Home Depot, you know, the big backdoor shed. And that was like a luxury box. It was on the end line. Yeah, I mean, it was right there by the field. And there, okay. it had a bar set up and it was like, and we're like, so we could have a luxury suite right there under the goal post? Well, basically, they've put a bar there now, so.
Yeah, and they've said ITAP's, who did an awesome job on game days last year.
Yeah.
Now it sounds like they can up their game even more so.
Yes, they can have more taps. They can have, because last year they had, I think, 8 taps, and then the rest was all bottles and cans.
Yeah, and now they can get away with even more.
Yeah, and again, it's the ITAP Craft Corner, so this is a lot of local beers. This is a lot of, you know, different kinds of beers. This isn't your Budweiser and Bud Light Lime bottles. If you want that, you can go to any of the other
concession
stands, and there's a Guinness stand across the way, but our corner is all craft beer, so.
And we love our ITAP for doing that for us.
Yes.
And keeping us well hydrated.
Yes.
The drummers have made a new purchase as well.
Yes.
We won't ruin their surprise, but expect
there will be an unveiling.
Yeah, and it will be thunderous. So, you know, not only are there more people in the corner, it's going to be even louder than it was last year.
Yes.
And we're going to have even more beer to drink.
Yes. Speaking of more beer, we will have the rules of the section coming out soon. Again, I don't want to make this like, oh, there are rules that you have to follow. There are guidelines.
Why didn't you bring out a code of conduct last season? Why are you bringing it out now? Hey?
Yeah, it was out last season, and some people did bitch about it. So, nobody voted on it.
Hang on, I'm just jumping on Twitter right now.
Yes. wait, hold on. I've got to go put on my wrestling mask.
I don't recognize you. So, therefore, you have no say in what goes in our code of conduct. No, it's more or less guidelines, just to make things run smoother in the corner and to respect the people that have put in a lot of work. It's nothing draconian, so those people who got offended by little bits and pieces of it, get over yourself.
Yeah, and really, it's just kind of
it's common sense stuff.
It really is.
And what to expect, you know, like, for example, with Darian running around doing the beer collection.
Yeah, so people know when we start chanting more beer, that's a legitimate thing. That means our drummers are out of beer. If you have a buck, throw it in the hat.
It's simple.
It's not a mandatory you must or I'll kill you. This is what we're doing now.
Yes.
So if you want to be part of the group,
yeah,
throw in a dollar.
And you don't have to throw in a dollar every time.
No,
you don't have to, you know.
It was also about the standing and chanting. Some people came over to be tourists in Section 8 last year, which there won't be any this year because it's all season tickets. But they would be sitting down and they would get mad when the person in front of them wouldn't sit down. Sorry, Section 8 is standing.
It's a support section. It says right there at the front. Support section.
You can sit down if you want,
but you
can't bitch about everybody else standing around you. So it's things like that. There's nothing major, but that'll come out before our home opener. So if you're new to the group and you're wondering, oh my God, what's going to happen now that I've bought tickets in Section 8, we'll give you a little primer on how it goes. But mostly if you just stand up and yell a lot, nobody will know you're new.
The experiences of last year, I think the first rule should be wear deodorant.
Well, it is going to be a little packed in there, so be kind and at least take a whore's bath before the game. You know,
shower in a can.
Yes,
please.
And don't cover it in body Axe body spray.
Yes, sir. Because
BO and Axe doesn't mix.
No, it does not.
You know, actually, you know, at least, you know, splash some water on the pits. mind your undercarriage.
A little hot water.
Yeah. You know, washcloth would not go amiss. Soap would be preferable.
A dash of cologne is okay. Not the bottle, but
because I mean we're all going to be hot and sweaty. That's
it
a
is
given.
What it is.
But you know, be kind to your fellow humans. Don't smell like a bum's nutsack.
Speaking of our game day experience,
yes.
A nice reminder that we have our trivia night, which has been announced. Our tailgate czars have arranged for the first annual Lilligan's Trivia Night.
Yes, that is going to be April 23rd, and that's going to be at Soccer Park in the ballroom. And as a bonus,
we play Sacramento that night.
If you come to the trivia night, it's going to end up right around the time the game starts, and they're going to drop the screen, and we're going to watch Sacramento versus St. Louis FC on the big screen there at Soccer Park.
Which is great. I mean, it just rolls from one event right into the other.
And it's big enough. It's bigger than ITAP. They will have beer there. Everything will be fine. Hopefully their Wi-Fi, worldwide technology, has got a good Wi-Fi set up there. And we can have a watch party right there at Soccer Park. So,
I tell you what, though, I wish I was going to Sacramento. Eh? I wish that'd be a trip. I'd like.
That
you
know, would be. I'd like to.
You know who is going to Sacramento? Our buddy PK.
He is.
He won a bet with Jeremy based on season ticket sales, and they hit their number today. It was announced. So
PK will be headed to Sacramento.
Jeremy owes PK a trip to Sacramento, so he'll be making the trip.
Good for him.
So he won't be at trivia.
No.
Tough choice, but. So, if you want more information on...
If PK didn't make his thing, Jeremy had to take him to Tulsa.
I was going to say, you should have taken him to Salt Lake. There's no beer.
Well, what beer there is, it's like 3%.
So, if you want more information on the trivia, please go to our website or check it out on Facebook.
Tables are starting to fill up pretty quickly here.
Yes, you can buy them on our website. You can put down the deposit.
Right, just the deposit. Well... Once we get a few more tables bought in, then we'll have an opening for paying for your tables.
It's $35 a person, and there's 8 people per table.
It includes your alcohol.
Yes, that's
and a very special T-shirt.
A one-off T-shirt that will never be sold anywhere. The only way to get it is to go to the trivia night.
I know. I'm kind of excited about.
Yeah, I'm going to skip it. We might be recording a podcast, or we might be playing trivia. Depends on.
I have got... people that want to be in the table.
Right.
And I'm kind of helping on you because I've only got like 4 people.
Well, we'll figure something out.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is where it's going to start, you know,
the
competition. Because Matt Brown's eyebrow, he did the Brown eyebrow raise when he heard about this. And he takes the trivia very seriously.
Although at one point on Saturday he said, fuck it, I'll be at a table by myself and I'll beat y'all. So we may have to play with Brown, or you know, I think you should whore out your services as a Hall of Famer, because you're like a ringer for this thing.
Man, you should be the MC.
Yeah,
green jacket and everything. You got a microphone already?
That would be good.
You know what? I would be willing to do that.
You know who they might get though? They might get Moon again, because Moon did the AO trivia.
He can do it. There's something going on. I think they.
But he was very good.
Yeah,
he was. But you know what? He's no Hall of Fame.
He's not in Hall of Fame, though. That's true.
He's got a fucking planet named after him.
It's a satellite, technically.
His brother's Sputnik and Apollo.
Anyway, so if you want more info on the trivia, go to the website.
Please do.
There's going to be something else we're going to be selling on the website soon, though. Do you want to give...
Children?
Not children.
Oh.
Can't do that on the website.
Yes, I can.
Just press the Amber Alert tab.
No, we're taking that road trip to Oklahoma City.
Yeah, we are.
I know we've not released the information as we should have. There is a problem.
There's a problem
with our trip.
It's still going on.
We're still going.
We're still getting a bus. The bus is not quite the size that we expected.
No.
We were promised by the bus company a 56-passenger bus. The traditional large-scale Greyhound
bus. A regular bus.
Unfortunately, the bus company were, I shall say...
In between us inquiring and actually saying, let's do it.
Which was evidently a day.
A day, yeah.
The last bus was sold out from underneath St. Louis FC. So... they offered us a 29-person van, or bus, I shouldn't say van.
Still has a bathroom.
Still has a bathroom. Still has the amenities that we require, just with half the seating.
So, once this goes up on the event page, so if you've clicked that you're interested or you've clicked that you're going, there's only going to be, you know, 26 seats because we have to save a couple for different people, but there's only going to be 26 seats available.
I would like to recommend, and this is just my two cents, and take this as you will, that it is a very long trip.
Yes.
It's 6.5-7 hours down there. That also means it's 6.5-7 hours back. If that's, you know, we're probably not going to be getting back till 3 a.m, give or take.
Yeah.
Just as a guesstimate. If this concerns you and you're thinking about driving down and having a hotel, please do. It's not a bad idea.
And offer.
That's what I'm doing. Just so you know, I'm not taking the bus. I'll give it to someone that needs a bus. I'll drive and I'll take care of myself.
There you go.
And if you are so inclined, you know, maybe Matt can offer to a friend of his that wants to do the same. Now, don't be a total stranger. Call Matt because Matt will just say no. But if you're so inclined to do that, drive down, keep a hotel, then maybe get with a couple people and make so there's room on the
carpool.
Yeah, we can, and you can even follow the bus when the bus goes or whatever.
Yep. Caravan.
So there will only be 29 people on that bus.
That being said, now that we've established that, we will all be able to use the same ticket link.
Yes.
So if you're on the bus, if you're not on the bus, if you're going down the day before and hanging out with your wife's friends from college, as Matt Bird is, you still will use the same link to purchase your ticket. So we're all together. Everybody's happy.
And we will post that in the event page.
That will be posted in the event page. You are on your own for the tickets. This is not part of the bus price. This is not any of that kind of stuff. You will buy your own ticket.
The bus price.
The bus price is going to be $7. And here's the thing. There's two parts to this. First, Oklahoma has tolls. We are responsible for paying the tolls. Oklahoma's website for their tolls is a piece of shit. I looked at it for about 40 minutes, and between that and Google Maps on two computers next to each other trying to figure out our path, I could not come up with an idea of how much we're actually going to pay in tolls.
So we're just going to have to throw money out the window as we fly by.
Pretty much. We are paying for the tolls out of that money. The other thing that we are paying for out of that money is tipping the driver. Last year we took four bus trips?
Three.
And every time it was a hassle for the people in charge to track people down to pay for the tip for the driver. Or they didn't have cash. Or they had an excuse and it's uncool.
Right.
We got to treat our driver better than that. So then it ended up that some people were throwing in more money, covering other people. We're not playing any of that bullshit. We're collecting up front. It goes to the tip money. It goes to the tolls. And it's non-refundable. You pay that $7 and you can't go. You either sell your seat to somebody you know or you lost the $7. That's fair. That's the game. If you don't like it, you can take it up with Brad's butthole.
Whoa. The other thing I want to say is don't buy 8 seats on the bus.
I will cancel if anybody does that. If somebody, for example, if Claude Michelle want to go.
Right. They can buy two.
They can buy two. If Matt Brown and Jen want to go, they can buy two.
Right.
If I'll pick on Madden. If Madden wants to take three of his buddies and he buys four, I'm going to cancel that purchase.
Yep.
Only, you know, and there will be a notes section so you can say for Claude and Michelle.
Right.
That kind of thing. If it's anything else, I will cancel it and refund the money. We're not buying multiple tickets. We're not playing any of those games. That's it.
Yes.
The one thing that's worth mentioning is that as we've done these road trips now several times, we can bring coolers. We can bring alcohol. We're going to have ourselves a good old time. Be aware that there are only 29 seats on this and that we all have to share space.
Nobody bring the 54-quart cooler.
Yes.
We don't need that. Bring a personal cooler, or if it's you and your friend or you and your wife, just bring a cooler for the amount of beers you need.
Yes. Don't bring oversized stuff.
Right.
Also, be aware that you're going. Brad's my seat buddy. We snuggle. be aware that you have to share the seat with somebody else. So, you know, stretching out to the point where somebody else is going to be uncomfortable, it's you can't do this.
Yeah, seats, the room. Especially on this bus, are at a premium.
Yes.
The other buses will have 50 seats, and if we don't sell them all out, we'll see what happens. But this bus, every one of those seats is going to be taken. So, you know, just because I had a little too much pasta for dinner the night before doesn't mean I get two seats. Mitch and I will have to cram in next to each other. And
as I recall last year on one of the trips on the way home, when you fell asleep.
Yes.
You fell asleep at an awkward angle, which meant I was on the edge of the seat.
Yes. That's what happens. Thunderdome, bitch.
Next time, I will not be a sweetheart, and I will wake your ass and move
yes,
you over.
That's true.
This is just the rules
but
of the game.
But you sit by me, so
my choice.
We have to make use of that two-seat space however we feel.
You may be sitting by somebody that you are not best friends with.
Right.
You may be sitting next to somebody you don't like at all.
Yes. Wait, Spencer's not sitting next to us, is he?
No.
Okay.
Which one?
Pig.
So just be aware of the seat spaces, the yes. people around you. You know,
for all the other trips, we have locked in the 50-plus seat
yes,
bus.
Yes, that is not a problem.
This is the only one that will be small. And
and it sucks.
I think we've said enough. I think we've apologized enough. We wish.
Yes.
But this is what happened. One more thing.
The last thing, and this is the most important thing to mention. In previous trips, we've seen people, you know, when we pull up, it's 3 a.m., you're exhausted, you've fallen asleep, you might be still drunk. People stumble off the bus, get in their car, and go home. They didn't clean up after themselves.
Yeah, there's always three or four of us left.
There was, you know, one trip where people left, like, a megaphone and, you know, a bag of half-eaten food. That is not going to happen.
Half-empty beer bottles spilling on the floor.
Right. We are going to take care of ourselves. The reason being is that the cleaning deposit is on me.
Not the Luligans. Maurice used his personal credit card.
Well, yeah, work one.
to put down a deposit on this bus. So,
if there is an issue, we will shame you to every end of the earth.
Yes, we have almost 4,000 followers on Twitter. They will all know that you suck.
And not only that, I'm willing, even if you pay back the deposit, the cleaning deposit, I'm still going to pay for Google Analytics to get as many results that say you are an inconsiderate asshole off of our website. So you think, oh, it's been a year. They've all forgotten about it. And you apply for a new job. And your prospective boss says, let me look up Matthew Bird and see what
It already does that. It already does it.
We're punitive.
Yeah, I am incredibly punitive.
And also, just as another heads up, if you cause us not to get our deposit back, you will be persona non grata on all future bus trips.
And any other special events as well.
There you go.
Now, that said, if you are driving, the Taft Stadium is a public school, so you have to kind of be discreet with the drinking. There is a spot around the back of the middle school where the grid partake of beverages and
yes,
barbecues.
We will be hooking up with the grid at the tailgate and hanging out.
In the boys' room.
But it's right behind Taft Middle School. And
also,
there is a spot to go.
I do want to mention, if you are driving down,
don't park at Walgreens.
Don't park at Walgreens.
because they'll
put the information on the stream. But if you're at the game, it's impossible to see the stream. So, you know, that's Oklahoma thinking for you.
$10, park at the church next door.
There you go.
There you go. Look at that. There's the experience. But yeah, so that's the bus story. It'll probably be going live on Tuesday or Wednesday, I believe.
I promised them today, but okay.
Did you?
Yep.
Okay.
You know what, earlier when you told me today.
Yeah. Well, I figured.
That's right. If they listen to the podcast,
we were talking about
it. If they listen to the podcast, they'll know that it's been delayed. So.
No, I could still do it today. That's fine.
Okay.
I don't care. I just figured if we were talking about it now,
yeah,
some of these things are going to be in the purchase. Because it is, I wrote a legal disclaimer and shit.
Yes.
It says all this stuff.
It says, don't be an asshole.
Yeah, literally, I think that phrase is in there a couple times. That by purchasing, you agree to all these terms.
Yes.
I also stated that we're bringing a roll of duct tape. If you get out of control, we're hog tying you.
That could happen.
We may leave you in Oklahoma.
That might happen anyway. If we stop at a rest stop and you decide to take a dump like Madden, we will try to leave you. You'll have to run as fast as you can
with pants around
your ankles.
Oh, Jesus.
I feel safe in saying that because he doesn't listen to the podcast.
You know what? I'm just going to let it go.
Yeah.
I'm just going to slide on by.
So I don't know. That's the big news.
Yeah. So by the time you listen to this, we'll be selling our bus tickets.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, and it is on there. I can refuse somebody if I want to.
That's right.
Because I'm a kind of asshole.
You're that guy.
And Hall of Fame seating goes first on the bus.
Yeah, don't make us do assigned seating.
Yeah.
Because you wouldn't like who we put you by.
Yeah. So,
again, that's why I'm driving.
Yeah, I am, since the deposit is on my credit card,
yes.
Since Mitch. I'm the one arranging this, I'm first one on. I'm getting the seat I want.
Mitch is bus lord.
I am lord of all bus. You know what? I'm going to take the very back row just so Vandita can't have it and watch him do his cop freak out stuff.
He'll tase you, though. He's not afraid of
probably
you.
Probably would.
He's not afraid of bus lord. He's cop.
He won't get his money for the tailgate, though.
He doesn't care. He'd rather tase you. Oh, well.
Get in the car, Shannon.
Yeah. And with that said, I think we're done. Do you have anything else to add?
I just want to win on Wednesday.
I just want
to
win.
Oh, we need to win.
Yeah.
We need to win.
If you can, go to ITAP, but we understand it's a late game, so I'll be watching from home. So
I'm
you
watching
can't,
from home.
If you still need scarves, pick up your scarves. If you pre-ordered, I have them. I'll have them at most watch parties, but obviously not Wednesday because I said I'm not going.
If you're in St. Charles, go to a watch party. Go to a game and pick them up. Don't ask us about them.
Yeah.
Doubleheader tomorrow at the Amsterdam. We have the U.S. playing at 7, at 6, and then the under-23s playing at 8:30, I believe, down in Columbia.
So it's
up in Frisco.
It's pretty much must win for everybody, right?
Pretty much. I'm actually going to Columbus tomorrow.
Oh, nice.
Yes, really? I am indeed.
Well, you're a hero.
I'm an idiot.
Matt Bird will be in Columbus if you need him.
I'll look for your TV for a big dude wearing a green scarf.
There you go.
Are you taking the Logan scarf?
I am indeed.
Excellent.
I do want to mention, pick up your scarves if you haven't already. We do still have some for sale.
Still have bottle openers and stickers.
Still have bottle openers and stickers. We still have a limited number of the Green Goals shirt. I expect we'll be getting with Mr. Malshak soon. I don't know if it'll be time for the first game, but soon into the season, we will have a new T-shirt for 2016.
Big pun.
Probably going to be the Punisher logo that we leaked out on Saturday morning on our webpage or on our Facebook page and Twitter. But you'll just have to wait and see what it is.
I like it.
So T-shirts will also be $20. So
as they always are.
That's all I got.
Goes to more fun, more fun.
Yep.
I think that's all our business. When we hopefully when the guys come back from the road trip, we'll have another player or two on.
Yeah, get them on the podcast and all for one, baby.
That's right. And just win, baby.
Just win.
With that note, we will see you at the watch parties.
Don't stop, get it, get it. I don't want to be a failure no more. I'm not a player, I just crush a lot. But me and Punishers, got what you're looking for. Uptown, baby, uptown. I don't want to be a failure no more. I'm not a player, I just crush a lot. But you know you've been burning rocks still down by the hey, yo, I'm still not a player, but you still a hater. Elevator to the top, ha. See you later, I'm gone. Penthouse suite, penthouse freaks, in-house beach, French count seats, 10,000 piece, rent out lease, with an option to buy. Cop on the five of pens, so when I'm not, who up in the sky?